For WSKG News, I'm Monica Sandreski. We're deep in the throes of the holiday shopping season, and if you're stumped on how to buy a memorable gift, just ask Amit Kumar. The Cornell University researcher says you'd do better giving an experience. Kumar says theater tickets or a fine dining experience are much more memorable than a flat-screen TV or fine jewelry.
I think one reason has to do with sort of people's lay theories about what lasts. So material purchases, when you buy them, you get to have them now, you get to have them later, so maybe that's a good way to spend your money. But what people don't realize is that you adapt to the things that you have, especially if you continue to have them. So adaptation has been, in psychology, it's traditionally been studied as this good thing. So when negative things happen to you, you adapt to them and you can recover from them. In the domain of positive things, like the sorts of stuff people spend money on, it can be sort of an enemy towards happiness. The fact that you're getting used to things means that you don't continue to derive as much value from them. Another part of it is sort of these problematic comparisons that happen. You're comparing what you have to what other people have, to how much they paid for those purchases. These sorts of things really get in the way of our ability to derive happiness from our material purchases.
But what about really significant or symbolic materials, like an engagement ring or buying a house?
Yeah, so I definitely think it helps if possessions are tied to particular experiences. So when you look at your engagement ring, you're going to think about, you know, your wedding, your upcoming wedding or the wedding that you had. You're going to think about your significant other. Social relationships are sort of something that's been shown over and over again to be really essential to human happiness. So I think that helps, and maybe there's a message to be put out there that when we're thinking about our material things, we should think about them in more experiential terms. But I think there are questions about people's ability to do that naturally. I think sometimes when we look at our stuff, the immediate thing that comes to mind is how we want new or better stuff. When we're looking back on sort of our memories, we can even romanticize some of those memories. So as opposed to depreciating over time, which is what happens to most material goods, experiential purchases are kind of gifts that keep on giving. They might even be gifts that sort of get better over time.
Is there a point when the value is flipped? Say, getting a pair of Google glasses is better than a pair of concert tickets?
Yeah, so there's a couple interesting things. One is that I think people are very excited when they first get Google Glass, but it remains important to think about how you continue to derive benefits over time. So the happiness that you get from experiences extends across sort of a broad time course, so it continues to provide you value long after the experiences is had, in part because you're, for instance, talking to other people about it more because it's contributing to your sense of who you are. That's less likely to be true for material possessions where some of the happiness that people get, it goes away rather quickly. The other thing to talk about with respect to price in particular, so B.B. King tickets or something like that, with experiential purchases, one of the things that's been found in our lab is that with material purchases, you kind of get what you pay for. So the more money that you pay for a material purchase, probably the more you're going to enjoy it. That tends to be slightly less true for experiential purchases. So there are experiences that you could have that are very expensive, a trip to Tahiti that provide lots of value. But even anecdotally, you can think about examples where dining at the hole-in-the-wall restaurant was just as fun as going to the Michelin-starred restaurant, where seeing the up-and-coming band at the local club was just as fun as shelling out the money to see a really big-name performer or something like that.
Given all of that, what's on your wish list this holiday season?
Definitely a whole bunch of experiential purchases. I'll be going out to lots of nice dinners, going to lots of concerts. Maybe I'll even see Ira Glass performing with his dancer friends in Ithaca.
Ah, yes. Here in public radio, that's what we love to hear. It's been so good to talk to you.
It was great to talk to you.